Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, 8:14, quickly to Tony McCauley, reporter with the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. We did part one of this yesterday, but we're going to have to recap a little bit. Tony, we're talking about Churchill Downs, who owns the fairgrounds, possibly pulling out of stopping racing at the fairgrounds. If that were to happen, then what happens from there? But first, we'll go back and recap what it is that led us to this point. Tony, I'm going to shut up and let you tell the story. Have at it.
Yeah. Okay. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
So what happened was Churchill Downs, which has run the fairgrounds for the last 21 years, told the Racing Commission last week that it would pull out, it would stop racing and wouldn't go ahead with this year's season in November if they didn't get a subsidy to plug a hole that was left after a Supreme Court decision by the Louisiana Supreme Court that basically took away its ability to run these type of slot machines called historical horse racing, which they've been doing since 2021. And they've been giving them quite a lot of additional revenue. So they said they want a subsidy like they get in Florida, or they will pull out of the state, basically.
All right. So the court said that, yes, they're right. And this is where we get a little bit in the weeds with the type of game that they were using, that it wasn't covered under current law. There would have to be a new law passed for this game to be legal, which leads us to, okay, you're talking about a subsidy. Horse racing is called the sport of kings. You would be subsidizing whom? I mean, so the state has a limited budget. You would be paying the people that are in horse racing a subsidy. That's what we're saying, right?
Yeah, that's right. As we said yesterday, these people, the companies who run the tracks, have since the 90s, they've been making more and more of their money from the slot machines. They basically become casinos that subsidize the horse racing side of the business. The horse racing side is sort of gone down since, for many years. So they need the money, the revenue they get from the slot machines to subsidize the horse racing side. So these historical horse racing machines, they call them HHR, they're basically slot machines. It's just based on the kind of software that runs historical races anonymized and then pays out up to, you get really big jackpots like 100,000. So that had been making up more and more of their slot machine revenue, which they use to cover purses for the horse race winners and the expenses of running the tracks. Right. So what they told the commission last week was, losing HHR meant they would have almost half their profits gone away, and wouldn't be able to cover the $9 million expenses they have to run fairgrounds every year.
And the state only has X amount of money, right? So you got to make choices. It would be talking about, again, subsidizing the horse racing industry. That's accurate?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, what sources have told me is that Governor Landry's not inclined to give them a subsidy. So that's the standoff.
All right, so let's game it out. He doesn't give them the subsidy. What happens from there?
Well, if they follow through on their threat, then they would leave the state of Louisiana. If what they say is true, they're not able to make enough money to make a profit here, and they would leave the state, and therefore they would be putting fairgrounds, and they've got 13 OTDs as well. They'd be putting the fairgrounds, though, which is the most important thing for us. It's the historical racetrack, mm-hmm. been here since the 1830s, up for sale, and therefore the question is who might buy it.
And let's talk about that. What names are being bandied about, or are there people that are interested in buying it?
Well, yeah, from my reporting, talking to quite a number of the people in the industry, there are basically two that are on everyone's tongues. The first one is Gail Benson. When her late husband, Tom, and she actually tried to buy it before in about 2016. There were stricter rules on NFL owners owning gambling operations back mm-hmm. then, but those rules are looser now. So she would be the top contender. And her spokesperson actually told me that didn't say she would be interested directly, but didn't rule it out, left the door open, said she was monitoring the situation. And the other person is Jim Bernard, who's a billionaire from Baton Rouge, and who got into horse racing a few years ago in a big way with his wife. And those are the two leading contenders, everyone agrees.
All right, so the question is, you can answer this when we come back. The question I have is, and I don't know if there's an answer or not, but if Churchill Downs says they can't run it at a...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Profit without HHR, that game that they want to run at their slot machines, that the state Supreme Court, as I understand it, said no, this it's not great. If they want to use this machine, there would have to be a new law. Again, not to get too far in the weeds. What happens with Gail Benson or Jim Bernhard? Would they be able to run the track without a subsidy or without HHR? And I don't know what the experts are saying about that, or if you know, but we'll find out. We come back. Tony McCauley, our guest reporter for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. As a taxpayer, I got a problem with, people that are involved with the sport of kings or Churchill Downs and horse racing getting a subsidy from the state. We'll talk about that when we come back. 820 Traffic Now, WWL. 825, 826, Tommy Tucker. Quickly back to Tony McCauley, reporter with the Times, speaking to New Orleans Advocate. Talking about this Churchill Downs Fairgrounds thing, it's not about slot machines. It's about a specific type of slot, correct, Tony?
Yes, that's correct.
The HHR. So my question before the break is, if Churchill, here's the way my mind works in a linear manner, okay? I'm thinking, well, if Churchill Downs says they can't run this without a subsidy because they don't have HHR, then how is another owner going to do it? Or if another owner can do it, then Churchill Downs is kind of fibbing and they'll really need the subsidy. And when it comes to the court ruling, whether it's Gail Benson or Jim Bernhardt or whomever buys it, they wouldn't have HHR slots either, would they? So does that kind of prove whether or not they can run it without those machines at a profit?
Yeah, well, there's a lot there. Mm-hmm. The first question, of course, is it a loss-making operation? And at the Racing Commission meeting, Louis Roussel, who's a legendary Louisiana horse breeder, spoke and said to the commission, call their bluff. You know, they make money. They're just poor mouthing, were his words. Now, what you need to look at, they don't produce figures locally, Churchill Downs, but nationally, they're a very, very profitable organization. They just had record profits on $2.5 billion a year. They made about well over $400 million. So they're very profitable, but they haven't done that, you know. A lot of that, increasing amount of that, has come from these HHR machines. So, you know, we'll have to kind of look under the hood here. They'll have to show their numbers to the regulators here and to lawmakers here if they want to try to get a subsidy. But they have shown that they will pull out of racetracks around the country when it doesn't work for them, when they don't make enough profits, like they did in, you know, several locations, including Arlington, where they sold to the Bears. So the second question then is, you know, would these owners take it on if it wasn't particularly profitable? And what Benson's folks said to me was they noted that they understand the difficulties of running a racetrack. And then they noted that she has a record of supporting local institutions, you know, both on a philanthropic basis and stepping in to invest. So that's basically the position there. We haven't heard from Jim Bernhardt, but he certainly has the wherewithal to be able to buy a track like that and run it.
And to be clear, the state Supreme Court said that this specific type of slot machine, this HHR, they shut them down until they would have to be approved by a referendum in each parish, right? So where does the court action stand? Is Churchill Downs appealing that to somebody else, or is that it as far as the Supreme Court goes?
So the Supreme Court said just as you said, so they would have to do that on a parish by parish basis, but it's not just as simple as that, because they would have opposition from the people who brought the suit, which are the truck stop operators. So it'd be, you know, a lengthy legal battle there. What they did in Kentucky when they lost a similar Supreme Court decision was to get the legislature to just overturn it, you know, or not overturn it, but make new law. But that's, you know, that's a little bit more difficult here because you'd be, you know, the parishes have won that right to make their own decision at the local level. So the other thing that they've done, other solution elsewhere, is in Florida, where last year they got the Florida government just to give them a permanent annual subsidy to help cover their costs. So those are the options that they're, I think it's the second option is the one that they're pushing for, you know.
So politically, it would seem as though the governor or government has a choice between subsidizing Churchill Downs or letting it revert to local ownership. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the local owner, just, you know, to be absolutely clear, they haven't, you know, specifically said they're going to put it up for sale. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just implied by their threat to pull out of the state. And neither of the two locals have explicitly said they would buy it. But if you read between, or not read between the lines, but certainly Gail Benson left it open and Jim Bernhardt didn't comment on it. So,
yeah, I think,
and a lot of the industry would really like to see a local owner. So that's the situation.
And I think when you look at the way the opposition's going to frame it, it's going to be, all right, why are we subsidizing an out-of-town company when there could be local ownership on this? Thank you, Tony. I appreciate your reporting.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you again as this progresses. We'll take a break, come back, talk to DA Jason Williams about the escape from Parrish Prison, 8:30, time for WWL First News.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Your home should be your healthiest space. But did you know indoor air can be up to 5 times more polluted than outside? From cleaning to cooking, even your furniture, everyday life releases invisible toxins. That's where Puro Air comes in. Puro Air uses a powerful 3-layer filtration system. It's quiet, sleek, and proven to improve sleep and reduce allergy symptoms. Backed by a 100-day money-back guarantee, breathe better with Puro Air. Explore the full lineup now at GetPuroAir.com. That's GetPuroAir.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.